Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
As far as what I got to do today, I wanted to be able to go out there, catch the ball, show the coaches I'm still in shape, able to go out there, run, and get right back into it with my guys. But for the most part, if I'm out there catching balls, then I feel like I can go play. But I'm always going to take my coaches' opinion into consideration and continue to take it slow.
Jordan Matthews took another step in his recovery from thumb surgery Wednesday as he was catching passes at practice. Matthews was limited, but according to head coach Sean McDermott, the possibility does exist for Matthews to be back in the lineup on Sunday. In other injury news, injured cornerback E.J. Gaines and Leonard Johnson both benefited from the bye week. Gaines and Johnson both practiced on a limited basis Wednesday.
It's actually kind of scary how fast the body can almost heal itself, you know, with the proper diet. And then, you know, our medical team doing a great job, you know, with rehabbing me and keeping me, you know, uplifted and, you know, just in tune with everything, you know, in regards to my movements on the field and the pool. So I feel pretty good, man. I feel really good, actually.
Newest Bills receiver Deontay Thompson was on the practice field for the first time after signing with the club on Tuesday. Coach McDermott sees Thompson filling a key role on offense once he's up to speed.
Well, I like his speed. You know, you look at what he did in his time in Chicago. You see the ability to separate you know, the speed element is certainly a factor there and an upside, and then how physical he is and his willingness to block in the run game and also play special teams.
Cordy Glenn looks as close to a return to the lineup as ever. He practiced fully on Wednesday. If he comes through the week without any setbacks, he could see action on a rotational basis come Sunday. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.